Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And good morning and welcome to The Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda. I am the co-pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. Today we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manessa Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday morning at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to The Apostle Speaks. Amen. Praise God. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory,
for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Amen. Praise be to God. While we're waiting on our speaker for this morning, I will play another selection. Amen. To God be the glory.
I want you to put your mind and your focus
worship you. We 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 worship you.
Yeshua.
Worship you.
Yeshua.
Worship you.
Yeshua.
Worship you.
Messiah.
Worship you.
Yeshua.
Worship you.
Yeshua.
Worship you.
Yeshua.
Worship you.
Messiah.
Yes.
Amen.
All is well. I, you know, Back and forth, back and forth.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. I just want to say good morning to our radio listeners out there, and we are so glad to have you on board this morning, and we hope that all is well with you and your family. And it seems like we're coming out of this pandemic, and I know that you all are really glad about that. Amen.
Amen.
That, I heard that a lot of you have been traveling, doing a lot of travel, especially during this Memorial Weekend. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we want to recognize our soldiers, also the ones that fight for this country and keeps everyone safe here.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
We just thank God for our soldiers.
Yes.
You know, the all different parts of the Army, the Air Force, you know, the Marines. We thank God for all of them.
Amen.
Thank God for all of them. And we just ask God to just, we want to remember them in our prayers.
Yes.
Remember our the men that keep us safe. Because, you know, a lot of times we take it for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We take it for granted. Our safety and our peace and everything. We're here, well, of course, with the pandemic, we didn't quite enjoy ourselves, but we've been here enjoying ourselves for many years while they go abroad and they fight. They lose their life. They lose their limbs. You know, some of them come home without limbs. And
mm-hmm.
we just want to remember them and say how much we love them. And appreciate what they have done and are doing. Amen. Praise God. And I just want to say that our pastor, Pastor Wiggins, and his lovely wife Nadine, they send you their greetings, their love to our men in the military. And also our radio listeners, amen. They send you their love, amen. We thank God for our pastor and our first lady. I tell you, if it wasn't for our pastor, we would not be on because of his obedience to Christ.
Amen.
So we thank God for him and his mate, amen. And we also thank God for Evangelist Hilda, who is continually holding up the fort. Amen. She's on from Tuesday to Saturday. But Tuesday to Friday, she is a sweet hour of prayer, and she also brings a word. Amen. I don't know if she brought a word yesterday because I wasn't able to come on.
Amen.
But we thank God for her. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So we thank God for Evangelist Hilda, and we also thank God for our sister Barbara with her beautiful poetry. And she comes on Wednesday with some lessons. Amen. And also our First Lady on Tuesday, she comes on with lessons also. They come on with wonderful lessons. To help us to grow, you know, in the knowledge of God's word. Amen. So we thank God for both of them. And we ask that Sister Barbara's going to be on right after this program, right after I go off. Sister Barbara's coming on with her beautiful poetry. And then after that, we're going to have Pastor Kathy and her husband, Pastor Stephen, they're going to be on with Talk in the Sanctuary. So you don't want to miss these two. That's going to come on right after me. Amen. And I just want to give a shout out to our Apostle Jackson and Dr. V. Turn. I want to give a shout out to them. Their families and their ministries, and we hope that all is well with them. and also Prophetess Washington. Amen. They've all been a blessing to this ministry. Amen.
Praise
God. So right now, you know what I'm going to do? We're turning our attention to God, Father God. Amen. Because he's the reason for us being on. Jesus is the reason for us being on this program. Jesus is the one that pulls all of us together. He is the chief cornerstone of the kingdom. Amen. The chief cornerstone. And the reason why we all come together is because of his death, burial, and resurrection, and that he gave up his life on the cross for all of us, whether you're in Christ or out of Christ, outside of Christ. Amen. So we're going to turn our attention to God, and I'm going to say this prayer to Father God. Amen.
Amen.
And wherever you are, you could be in this country or any other part of the world. God's kingdom is vast and great. Amen. And it covers all different nations. So wherever you are and what nation that you are in, we're gonna all come together in unity. And I'm going to say this prayer, and after it, I'm going to sing a hymn. Amen. Today, I'm singing a hymn. And maybe you know the hymn. If you don't know it, it's okay. Just listen to the words of the hymn. But first, I'll say this prayer. I'm not going to say it's a short prayer because I'll be telling a lie. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we give you the highest praise, for you are worthy of all honor and glory. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. May we love you always. May we walk with you in the secret place. May we put you first and foremost in our lives, and may we obey and remember all that you've done for us. May we learn who you are. Never forget the power of your might.
Yes.
May we focus our eyes continually on Jesus and reverence his holy name. May we always be led by his spirit, not by the flesh. May we always maintain an intimate and personal relationship with you, Father God. May we not forget the unconditional love that you have for us. And even though some of us do not return your love or believe that you exist, you reign on the just as well as the unjust, and you are no respecter of persons. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for Jesus and his shed blood. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the consuming fire. We thank you for the angels, the warring angels, our guardian angels, and our enemies. And most of all, Father, we thank you for you being you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So now I'm going to sing the song. And if you know it, you can sing it with me. And if you don't, it's okay. Just listen to the words of this song. This song has stood the test of time. Amen. I hear people singing it right now today. Amen. It's an old song. Amen. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. And darkness fails his lovely face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. And all around my soul gives way. He then is all my hope to stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Amen.
Amen.
Christ is solid.
Love.
Rock.
Yes.
We all stand. Amen. Not I... just me, but all believers should be standing on that rock.
Amen.
Amen. On Christ the solid rock I stand, and all other ground is sinking sand. Amen. So make sure that you are standing on the rock, Christ the rock. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Praise God. So I'm going to say this short prayer now. Father God, I just thank you for giving me another opportunity to speak a word into your people's lives today, Father God. And as I go forth today with the leading of the Holy Spirit, may it be all of you and none of me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, amen. Praise God. So today I'm still in Philippians. I'm still... I'm doing the second part of what I talked about last week, about the good news concerning Jesus' present activity. But I'll read the scripture over to you again. The scripture is coming from Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 18. That's Philippians 2, 12 through 18. Where it says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen.
Amen.
This is what Paul is saying. Amen. He's saying to work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yet, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you rejoice. You joy and rejoice with me. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for that word. Amen. Praise God. When Paul wrote to the Christians in Corinth, like I said last week, he gave them a statement of the good news about God in a capsule form. He described the good news as being centered in the death of Jesus Christ for our sins according to the scriptures. And he explained that Jesus was buried and then arose on the third day according to the scriptures. And this is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. There is a vital and inseparable relationship between the good news about God as it was expressed historically in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and his activity in the present. So even though this happened so many years ago, so many centuries ago, it's still relevant today. It's still relevant and alive today because God has, his word is inspired, and Jesus is the word made flesh. And God's word is alive. God's word is alive and is able to change people's life.
Yes, yes.
We do injury to the gospel if we do not recognize its relevance for the hour in which we live. You know, we can't look at it as something far off because it's something that's happening right now, and it's going to go on into the present. Amen. It's
Amen.
Happening right now. Things are happening right now, and it's going on into the present. Our text deals with the good news concerning God's activity today. This is the gospel that must be preached and proclaimed throughout the whole world. This is the good news that we need to discover and rejoice in and get excited over. Amen. Because with this good news comes getting to know God and who he is, our creator, you know what I mean, and still have an eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
We have to always remember that one day to God is like 1,000 years, or 1,000 years is one day to God. 1,000 years is one day to God. Amen.
Amen.
So this news, this good news that we need to discover and rejoice in, we need to get really excited over it. We must not leave the activity of God in the distant past or think of it only in terms of something that is going to happen in the future. God is at work in the world today within
yes,
and for his children. See? So he's at work in us. And a lot of times we don't realize how God is really using us. You know what I mean? To bring change to the world, to bring people out of darkness into God's marvelous light, to change lives. See? It is one thing to talk about the majesty and the glory of the Creator God who spoke and caused the sun to start shining. It is another thing to recognize that the eternal God who sits on the circle of the earth has come to dwell within the heart of each believer. Amen.
Amen.
He has come to dwell within the heart of each believer. He is the God of love, grace, mercy, and power.
Yes,
he is the creator. He is the sustainer and the consummator of history. Amen. There is nothing new under the sun. Nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. The God who gave his son to die on the cross for our sins has chosen to come and dwell within us by his spirit. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? When
Amen.
Jesus was resurrected into heaven, God sent back the Holy Spirit who now dwells inside of each believer. He is a God near at hand rather than a God far off. Every time I read that, I always think of how we used to say, come by here, Lord, in the church.
Yes.
You know, when we were young, when, you know, we didn't have as much knowledge as we have now about the Word and the Bible. And everything,
Amen.
And we was busy talking about come by here, Lord, and yet not knowing that God was already with us. Already,
yes.
Come by here, Lord. Okay? So he is the God who has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And I know y'all can testify that he never leaves you nor forsake you or see you begging bread.
That's right.
He suffers for us in our sufferings and rejoices for us in our times of victory. That's what God does.
Yes.
When we cooperate with God and obey him, it causes our victories to happen. Amen. It causes us to have victory. See, when you disobey God, you won't have that victory that you would have if you obey God and you cooperate with him. You put him first. You show that you love him. You know what I mean? You put what he says first. You don't run around with other people. If God already told you something and you validating something with somebody else, unless God want to confirm his word, you know what I'm saying? You take God at his word.
Amen.
You know, that faith is taking God at his word, what he tells you, what he says.
That's
you
right.
know? So we're going to look at God is at work within you. God is at work within you. God is no absentee God, like I said before. He did not create the world, wind it up like a clock, and then abandon it. Our God is at work in his world, okay?
Amen.
Even though the devil right now is running the world, God is still in charge. Amen. God is still in charge. He's in charge of this world. He's in charge of the devil because he can use the devil if he want to use him. He uses him when he gets ready. You know what I mean? The devil is just one of God's creations. Amen. He was a fallen angel that he tried to get above God, and that's why God threw him down to the earth. You know what I mean? But the devil can't do no more than God will let him do and allow him to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Because don't matter what, God is still in charge.
Hallelujah.
He's in charge of every situation and every circumstance. So we're going to look at God's work within us is always good. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Our text declares that that God works within us both to will and to do that which is in harmony with his perfect character and with his good pleasure for us. That's why it's very important for us to study and know the character of God. We have to study and know the character of God, or we can be easily fooled by the devil and become out of harmony with God. You know, because if you mistakenly, instead of following God, you're following the devil, or you did it on purpose. I don't know. Some people do it on purpose, and some people do it mistakenly. You know, if they were just fooled by the devil, then you become out of harmony with God. You see? So that's why it's very important to know his character, God's character. God never works to accomplish evil in the lives of those who trust him. You see, when evil is being done, it is not God. That is not God. Amen?
Amen.
Behind his very purpose for us, there is a benevolence, a love, a mercy, and a grace. Always remember that the devil does not have any mercy. The devil does not have any love, and he don't have no grace. The devil just doesn't have it. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking for love with the devil, forget it. If you're looking for mercy, forget that. And if you're looking for grace, totally forget it. Amen.
Amen.
God helps us to arrive at the right decision concerning the issues of life.
Yes.
God works internally. He helps us to have an enlightened intellect. And you can really testify of that. When you get into God, you become more intellectual, more smart, and you start knowing more things than you knew before. Before you ever knew God, you know what I mean? Before God ever revealed himself to you. And his word and stuff like that, you begin to rise up in intellect.
Yes.
A sensitive, warm, it gives you a sensitive, warm, responsive heart and a will that wants to do his will. So when we want to do his will, it's really him working in us to want to do his will.
Amen.
God is at work within us to help us to have the mind of his son, Jesus Christ, concerning Jesus, and the Father said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased."
Mm-hmm.
God works within us so that he may be able to say concerning us at the end of the way, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And I know that's what we want. We want God to say, "Well done."
Mm-hmm.
Thou, my good and faithful servant.
Yes.
You see, that's what we strive for. We strive to please God. We strive to please him. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
So my conclusion is, there is good news concerning God's present work for believers. God is at work within us that we may experience and achieve his wonderful purpose for us. We are not alone in our quest to live in the realm of the spirit and by the law of the kingdom of heaven. God will continue his good work within us. There is good news about God for non-believers also. Perhaps you have delayed your purpose to trust Jesus Christ because you have the fear that you would disappoint both God and yourself by your failure to live as you believe a Christian ought to live. You are to be commended for recognizing that Christ within the heart should make a difference. However, you should be aware of the fact that no one can live a Christian life in human strength and in the power of human resolution alone. See, the Christian life is not that of straining or doing the best that we can in the strength of the flesh alone. The Christian life is a cooperative venture in which we invite Jesus Christ to come in. We grant to God the place that belongs to him in our heart. In the conversion experience, we decide and pledge to cooperate with God as he works his good work within us.
Amen.
This is the good news about God in the present, God's work in the present. So, I mean, if you're a non-Christian, I mean, you know, God doesn't expect you to come in perfect. You know, when you come in, God will perfect you as time goes on. He'll begin to work on you and perfect you. So don't let that stop you from coming into God's kingdom because you feel that you don't measure up. Amen.
Right. Amen.
So I hope you enjoyed this message today, and I turn it over now to Evangelist Hilda.
Amen. Praise God. We want to thank Apostle Mother Wiggins for that wonderful word this morning. I think that deserves a hand clap praise. And before we have Apostle Mother Wiggins give us the call to salvation and the benediction, our very own Barbara Amore is going to come with our poetry at this time. So we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you all doing?
Blessed. Thank you.
Amen. I like to read a poem that I have in the book, actually, The Profundity of God, Spiritual Anthology in Poetry. And the name of it is Remember Not to Forget, in honor of Memorial Day. So we want to remember all of our veterans and male and female, those that fought and are fighting the wars around the world. Amen.
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 Not to forget, in honor of Memorial Day. May we never forget how good God has been to us in the good times, the bad times. God is still good. He's good for so many reasons. Too many to count, I'm sure. You count yours while I count mine. You see what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The things God does, he doesn't have to do. Mm-hmm. But you know that the love he shows is unconditional. Whether we deserve it or not, by his grace, we serve a good God. He does all that he does because he loves us. So if you're feeling happy or feeling sad right now, remember, we serve a mighty good God, and he delivers somehow. Keep on believing and love him unconditionally. Remember, he's awesome, faithful, good, kind, amazing, and highly esteemed. And yes, we're in his presence right here. In the Bible, the book of life, we win in the end. If you don't believe me, read the last page. We are overcomers. We get to see God's face. Be strong. Hold on. And know that we serve a mighty good God. Rejoice in that, child of God. And be glad and be grateful. Praise God. To God be all the glory. Amen.
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 That was beautiful.
That's beautiful for this Memorial Day.
Yeah. Oh,
beautiful.
Oh. Beautiful for Memorial Day, too. That's
yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Amen.
So we,
praise God.
You know, they've done so much for us.
Yes.
I'm telling you. That's true.
And like Mother said this morning, we have to always remember them in our prayers because they're the ones that's keeping us safe from, you know, the forces of the world.
They have kept us safe.
Yeah,
sure have.
And still is.
You know, and they're continuing to do so. So we're blessed. And we serve a mighty good God.
Absolutely.
Amen. That's right. I agree with y'all. Amen.
Thank you.
So as it says in Joel chapter 2, verse 12, the Lord says, turn to me now while there is time. Give me your heart. Amen. Turn to me now while there is time. Give me your heart. So if there's any of you out there that want to come into God's kingdom and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is your time now. God has made a way for you at this time. So all you have to do is say this short prayer after me. Repeat it after me. And you'll be into our kingdom. You'll be a part of the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Just repeat after me. Today I give you my heart. Wash it and cleanse it.
Today I give you my heart, wash it and cleanse it.
I repent of my sins and I ask your forgiveness.
I repent of my sins and I ask your forgiveness.
I thank you for forgiving me, Lord, and I forgive myself.
I thank you for forgiving me, Lord, and I forgive myself.
I believe that you raised your only son, Jesus, from the dead.
I believe that you raised your only son, Jesus, from the dead.
I now take him into my heart.
I now take him into my heart.
And I confess him as the Lord and Savior over my life.
And I confess him as the Lord and Savior over my life.
Well, if there's anyone out there that has said this short prayer, we are so excited about you. And that's why we're here, and we welcome into the body of Christ. Amen. And we know that all heaven is rejoicing. We don't know how many said that prayer. Amen. It might have been one. It might have been 20. Who knows? But God knows. Amen. Because God knows all things.
Yes.
So we, again, welcome you into the body of Christ. If you don't have a church home, the Holy Spirit has come to reside inside of you. He's a divine teacher, and just ask him, and he'll lead you to the right place where you need to go, or what's good, where it's good for you to be. Amen.
Amen.
So if it could be outside, you know, the churches, I believe, are being opened now. And also, it could be online, it could be on Zoom, or places online. Amen.
Amen.
So again, we welcome you into the body of Christ. Amen. Praise God. So as it says in Romans chapter 11, verse 33 through 36 says, oh, how great our God's riches, wisdom, and knowledge. How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and his ways. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to give him advice? And who has given him so much that he needs to pay it back? For everything comes from him and exists by his power and is intended for his glory. So all glory be to God forever. Amen. So may the Lord watch between me and thee one from another, and let us all say amen.
Amen. Amen. be to God. Our speaker is not here yet. So I am going to say, Mother, thank you for that wonderful word this morning, the good news concerning God's activity. Truly, if we don't read God's word and study God's word, then how can we know the character of God? So we definitely have to always stay in his word in order for us to, you know, learn more and more about him each and every day, you know, because with everything going on in the world today, with all the wars and the fighting and the killing and raping, and so many people have mental problems and they definitely need help. So we have to continue to stay in the Word and not of this world. So I thought it was a wonderful word this morning.
I enjoy the message also, and I just want to add that, yes, as Evangelist Hilda said, we need to stay in the Word so that when we're trying to tell somebody about the Lord, we'll know what we're speaking about. We don't want to give them, you know, misinformation or something we think or, you know, it makes sense right here. No. If you know the Word, you will give them the truth. Otherwise, you're leading them astray because they're not gonna have the right word. And even if they read it for themselves and you've told them the wrong thing, it may cause confusion. So we need to know what we're talking about, or just talk about what you know about. Otherwise,
yes. Amen.
You know, it's not a good thing. We can't talk about the character of God and we're gonna mess it up. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, Lord. God bless you.
Amen. We know that he's a good God, so we can tell somebody about that. But if it goes any deeper than that and you really don't quite understand, then maybe you just don't, you know, don't say it. But, Mother, I enjoyed you.
I enjoyed you this morning. That was our awesome. Thank God. Our awesome. Elijah Bennett. Praise God. Oh, God bless you, Miss Bennett. How are you today? She's the child of God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. I walk in my calling, so I minister Elijah Bennett now. I've been running for a long time, but I'm walking in my calling. Praise God. Praise God. And he is doing marvelous things. So I'm just excited.
Amen. Praise God. That's beautiful.
And it's a pleasure to be out here with the saints once again. And I love you all. I love you guys. It's a pleasure to be out here again.
Amen.
Thank you for joining
us. Wonderful to have you.
Thank you.
Amen. We're happy to have you. Amen. Praise God.
So while we're waiting for our speaker, I'm going to play a selection and find out, you know, what happened. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
All the honor. I can't help
Amen.
Amen. So at this time, we're going to have Sister Barbara give us a topic while we're waiting for our Pastor Kathy, if she does come, until she comes or whatever. So we're Barbara's going to give us a topic to talk about.
I have to think about that. Let me see. A topic for to talk about today. Okay, just what do you think? It's political. What do you think about the situation with the Senate, with basically the Republicans saying no to everything that the country needs? I'm speaking in particular about the George Floyd bill, that they don't want to talk about passing the reformation of, I believe, the policing. And, you know, basically just doing right by black people. It's funny how they came up with a bill to protect the hate crime, to protect the Asians. And they did that in weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is. We've been striving for like hundreds of years. Amen? And we can't get anything passed. And they see the evidence of things happening to us. We're being killed every day. And nobody's standing up for us in the Senate, or very few, that will cause things to change. So my question is to the audience. Anyone can speak first. Mother, maybe you have a thought about that. But what do you think about that?
I haven't thought about that because I really didn't hear anything with that with the Senate. So I can't talk on that, you know. But I haven't heard of anything with the Senate. I have heard some good things passed for black people. You know, I've heard some good things that have been passed as far as black people are concerned, what they were talking about with the police. I can't explain it now, but I've heard some very good things that has to do with the blacks. But the Senate, I don't have no knowledge of that, so I can't talk on that.
Okay, somebody else that has a little information or has seen the news?
Well, what little bit I did hear, they were saying that, you know, like Barbara said, they haven't came up with anything for the black people or for George Floyd or anything yet. But it's funny how they can come up with something for the Asian people. I don't know. I feel like it all has to do with the color of your skin. And it's like from the beginning, they always like keep black people down. Why do they do that? Republicans, well, I can't say all of them. Some of them are very, very prejudiced. They don't want to see, all they want to do is to see black folks continue doing whatever they say do. And I don't think it's fair. It's not right that they can't come up with a solution. So in my mind, I'm thinking that they feel that it's okay for the policemen and them to choke hold or beat up black people, you know, because they don't want to pass a law for them. But other nationalities, they can come up with something that everybody would agree on, and not for the black folks. Why? I can't seem to understand that.
I thought I heard them say that they passed a bill on that with the chokehold thing, that they're not allowed to do that.
Mother, that's in the House, but you know, Congress is part. And so once the House passes it, it goes to the Senate. And the Senate is not dominated by Republicans now. Right now it's 50-50. But if they don't get 60% or 60, you know, pass certain things, it doesn't get passed.
Exactly.
Amen. And like I said, it's a lot of the Republicans who have that prejudice. Basically, they're being led by former President
Trump,
and people don't want to say that. In fact, they're looking at the insurrection on January the 6th, some of them, as just another typical day. It's a day when the people that bombarded the Capitol were like tourists. They were just coming to see, to say, and to... But meanwhile, they smeared feces on the walls. They tried to break into certain offices. They would have killed anybody from that particular chamber had they got them outside. You know, they were trying to storm the Capitol. They did. They broke in. They came through windows. Is that how tourists enter the Capitol?
No, that's not tourists. Those are violent people.
Part of our democracy, the Capitol. They said it was stormed once before. It was almost destroyed once before. So this is now upon it and try to now say it was nothing. They killed people. Five people lost their life.
Mm-hmm.
But that was tourists. You know, this came, strolled through, didn't want to hurt anybody with the Confederate flag, you know, just doing things. We're not right, for lack of a better word, that they were doing things that were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were, because what they did was unconstitutional. I mean, you did. And then what makes it so bad is that they break up all the buildings and things, destroy property. Now, you got to spend millions or billions of dollars to fix those places back up. What sense
well,
did that make? To
again,
me, it didn't.
Evangelist, again, I'm sure they have insurance, so that's not even the problem. But right now, the problem is that they're denying that it was an insurrection. Like I said, they're saying, and so they don't want to pass the bill to allow a commission along with the George Floyd. They don't want to allow a commission to investigate it like they did with the World Trade Center. They're saying it's nothing. I mean, you know, let's move on. But it's a big thing. It was an attack on democracy.
Exactly.
Amen.
Amen.
So, anyone else have anything else to say, or you want to expound on something, or otherwise I'll think of something else? No? Okay. So what do you think about the weather? Think about the weather. One day they were out there with shorts and, you know, whatever. And now, I'm not out there, but I'm sure they're out there with their coats on.
Absolutely.
You know, their galoshes and whatnot. It's cool. It's cold. I have my heat on.
Yes.
I have my heat
out
on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The highest today is 55. That's as high as we're going.
Well, I'm in the city. It's rainy. It's chilly. I'm like, I'm staying in.
It's the same here. It's rainy and it's chilly.
Mm-hmm.
But since
last night, you know, the weather was so bad. So many trees and stuff was blowing down. But then we got to remember, it's not summer yet. We're still in spring.
That's true.
Spring, anything can happen. You know, the weather changes.
Anything.
So one day up, one day down.
Mm-hmm. It's not only in the spring. Anytime we get the weather changes, you know. climate change is amen. That is not a joke. It is for real.
No,
so
they already saying it's melting. The ice is melting. So we're
the polar bears, poor thing. They don't have their little ice, you know, to go on and stuff.
Right.
Eskimos are, you know, being relocated because they can't do what they do in their area. It's changed.
Yes,
it's changing.
But I heard that one person had said that in the year 30-something, New York, Brooklyn, the Bronx, all of it is going to be underwater.
And because what?
Because of the climate change that that we're going to be underwater.
In 2030 or in 30?
Well, they said 2030 some odd years from now. They don't know. They're just predicting.
Okay.
Like they did with, did anybody see that movie 2012?
Yeah,
no,
in that movie.
But I don't even.
Go ahead, mother.
I don't remember it that much. I do remember that you know, the city and everything, water came and covered up all the city and all everything like that. You know, it was the biggest the building. You know, like a tsunami or something. Water came.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but I don't remember the picture itself because it's been a while, you know. But I did see it.
But
I was asking if I can say something.
Yes.
I was asking where it came from because you said it's going to be flooded. It's going to be covering us. And God said he's not going to bring a flood again to destroy the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't from a flood.
That was frozen. Mm-hmm. That was ice and snow.
Well, we have the rainbow as a guarantee.
Was frozen.
Right.
Yeah, he did say that the earth will never be destroyed by water again, because that's why he gave Noah the rainbow sign. So every time it rained and you see the rainbow, then that you know that God is protecting the world from the rain.
He says it's going to be destroyed by fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fire next time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that song. God showed Noah the rainbow sign. He said it won't be water, but fire next time. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. Children, get ready for it's gonna rain. We used to know that song when we was little, but I forgot all the words to it now.
Okay.
It won't be
that
song
got to be disappointed.
Yeah, that's what they used to teach the little kids in church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Noah and the rainbow. Yeah.
Well, why don't you sing an old song that you know?
What's that?
Like everybody. I don't know. Whoever knows the old song, you know any old song?
Alicia, sing a song. Good morning. Alicia, sing a song.
Barbara, no, I'm under the weather. I'm trying to fight a cold, but if y'all sing with me, I don't have a problem with starting something.
No, we can't sing together because I tell you the sync is off. When you sing, we're not
right
with you and it's mixed up.
Yeah.
One at a time.
One at a time.
We can only do it one at a time. Otherwise, it's jibber-jabber.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll sing. Go on.
Yeah, because I'm under the weather.
Come on, give us a little bit.
We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you
the sacrifice is of thanksgiving, and we offer up to you the sacrifice is of praise. Okay.
Oh, beautiful.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm taking some medicine. Hopefully I'll be ready. Hopefully by Sunday, because I'm supposed to sing Sunday. But I'm
taking
medicine.
I hear it in your voice.
I recorded a show yesterday, and I was just listening to it, and I was like, oh, my goodness, I sound so awful, because you could tell I sound more worse yesterday than today.
What?
So it sounds really bad, but I had to give a message, and it's like, I don't care if I'm sick, if I'm not feeling well, if God give me a message, I have to bring it, and I did. And I know it needs to be heard. I can't erase it, but I'm like, oh, you sound so congested. It's the message in it that had to go forth. I was like, I used to go party when I was sick. I used to go sing for the devil when I was sick. So right now, I get sick, I'm going to do the same thing for God.
Amen.
Exactly. Amen.
Thank you for sharing that and for singing, even though you're, you know, under the weather. I didn't realize you were, but thanks for that. Don't go anywhere. Mother, you have a song you like to sing or a story you like to tell?
I was thinking of an old song.
I love those old songs. I love that. And I knew that rainbow song, too.
Last week or 2 weeks ago, I said I had never heard it before. It was so beautiful. I don't remember what it was.
Which one was it?
A song I used to teach the children when I was young. It came to me, you know. I got shoes, you got shoes.
Oh, the B-I-B-L-E? The B-I-B-L-E?
That's an old song. What did you say?
The B-I-B-L-E? Yes, that's the book for me.
No, not that one. I got shoes, you got shoes. You ever heard that?
All God's people got shoes.
Yeah. I got shoes. You got shoes. All of God's children got shoes. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes. I'm gonna walk all over that heaven. Heaven. I'm gonna walk all over that heaven. I got a crown, you got a crown, all of God's children got a crown. When I get to heaven, gonna put on my crown, I'm gonna walk all over that heaven. Heaven, I'm gonna walk all over that heaven. My God said that there is room enough, that there is room enough up in heaven. Oh, my God said that there is room enough, there is room enough up in heaven. I'm gonna walk all over, gonna talk all over, gonna sing all over, gonna shout all over, gonna walk all over God's heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Great.
Wonderful.
I
got
to
figure
that one when I was young.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't know that one.
I'm sorry. Mine says there shall be showers of blessings.
Okay.
For today. There shall be showers of blessings. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us a-falling, but for the showers we plead, there shall be showers of blessings, precious reviving again, over the hills and the valleys. please. Sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Okay.
Amen, amen, amen. I didn't know that one either. Wow, y'all getting me. Y'all getting me.
Bobby, you have something?
I used to sing that one.
I'm going to try to sing.
Y'all getting me. I thought I knew it all. I don't know it all, I guess.
No, you don't. Thank you, Lord, for my miracle. I don't know the entire song.
I knew all the songs.
I'm going to sing what I do know.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord, for my miracle. Thank you, Lord. That's all I know? Wait. Thank you, Lord, for my miracle. That's all I know. I'm sorry. It was more.
And I didn't know that one neither, so next. Let me stop.
Me neither. Is that in the hymn book?
Next.
I don't think so.
Next finger.
That's okay. Somebody else. Mother, come on. And then Alicia, and then Evangelist's mother.
Mother. Well, she's laughing there.
I'm really a sore loser.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go on.
I don't know. I know a lot of songs. A lot.
Okay. I mean, can I come back with this one then?
Sure.
Yes.
No, go on, Mother. I'm sorry. Go on.
Okay.
For the Christian Jubilee.
Lord, we lift your name on high. Lord, we love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross. To pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
You'll know that?
Yep. Yeah. Can you sing it a little lower? Lord, I lift your name.
Your
voice.
Huh? Okay. Yes, ma'am.
You know that one?
Yes.
Lord, I lift
your
name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
Amen.
I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, our debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, Lord, I lift your name on high. Is that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
Beautiful
song.
I know so many songs. You know, what happened was that I would hear songs and I never would forget them, you know? So I started building like a thing of songs that I know, you know, and I hear different songs that I hear different people singing, you know.
Yeah. And some
because,
of them, I never heard before, and they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. What about Sign Me Up? I haven't heard that in years.
We used to sing that one in the church. We used to sing that one in the church.
you know.
Lee, are you ready?
On the road.
Oh.
Then Evangelist. Evangelist, and then Barbara.
Aaliyah, is that me? I know I'm Alicia, but you know, they do call me a lot of
Alicia, names. Alicia. I'm sorry. Alicia.
You want me to read a scripture?
No, I want you to sing a song. You feel like reading a scripture? You can do that too, but we're singing right now.
Because my voice is, it sounds horrible.
Well, the game sound no worse than ours. We're singing to
but
God.
I know this song.
You sound very good. I don't know. You just are self-conscious because you have that cold or something. But you sound
good. You got it.
All right. I know y'all know this song. Sign me up for the Christian Jubilee.
All right.
Sign my name. On the road, I've been changed since the Lord has lifted me. I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Y'all know that?
Yes,
I used to love that song. Oh, my Lord, I haven't heard that in ages, like Rock of Ages.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Amen. Sign me up.
Mm-hmm. Evangelist?
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Yes, sir.
This song, we used to sing in, every Friday night in worship services at Seventh-day Adventist. And it says, safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Mm-hmm. Let us now a blessing see, waiting in his course today. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. While we seek supplies of grace through the dear Redeemer's name, show direct and silent faith. Take away our sins and shame from our worldly cares set free. May we rest this day indeed from our worldly cares set free. May we rest this day indeed. Here we come, thy name to praise. May we feel thy presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes while we're in thy courts of years. Hear afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. Hear afford us, Lord, a taste of our everlasting feast. May the gospel joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort saints. Make the fruits of grace abound. Bring relief to all complaints. Thus may all our Sabbaths be till we rest and reign with thee. Thus may all our Sabbath be, till we rest and reign with thee. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Sister Barbara? Are you? Okay. I'm just going to try this one. It's by Hezekiah Walker, really. It's called Amazing.
Amen.
Amazing. Your love for me, your love for me, it's so amazing, it's so amazing. Your sacrifice for me, for every blessing, give unto me, for every valley, you used to strengthen me. I don't deserve your love, your tender mercy. If not for your grace, where would I be? I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your greatness. I stand amazed at your power, so amazing, so amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power, so amazing, so amazing. Everybody say, so amazing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Very pretty.
Amen.
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 Next. Mother?
Everybody ought to pray sometime. Everybody ought to pray sometime. You ought to fall down on your knees. You pray. Everybody ought to thank the Lord sometime. Everybody ought to thank the Lord sometime. You ought to fall down on your knees. You pray. Everybody ought to pray sometime. Everybody ought to pray sometimes. You ought to fall down on your knees to pray, to pray, to pray.
Amen. Yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful, Mother.
That's from years and years ago when I had the
Amen.
Choir.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Everybody on the first of time.
Amen.
Amen.
Evangelist?
Yes.
You got another one?
Okay. I'll try. If I can remember the melody of this song. Okay.
And then Alicia. And then Barbara.
Okay.
Okay.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling. calling for you and for me at the heart's portal. He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinners, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercy, mercy for you and for me? Come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinners, come home. Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering and death night is coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinners, come home. Think of the wonderful love he has promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon for you and for me. Come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh,
sinner, come home. Amen. 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 There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing it. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. That was beautiful.
Praise God.
Barbara?
Somebody prayed for me. Had me on
the
oh gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Let me at thy throne of mercy find a sweet relief. Kneeling there in deep contrition, help my unbelief. I'm crying, Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Lord, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by.
Lord.
Do not pass. Thank you. Lord.
That was my dad's favorite song, and he just passed away in March. That was his song.
Amen. Oh. Sorry.
Amen. Every time I hear it, I know he's smiling down at me.
Praise be to God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love this song.
Amen. And y'all probably know this one. This was another one of my dad's songs. I know I ain't going to be able to sing it, but, you know, I'm just going to do what I could do.
What happened to the scripture?
She got me.
I thought you wanted to sing or do the scripture, whatever. Hey, do it.
Song 148. Praise
no,
the Lord.
No, you want to sing? Sing.
I can't really sing right now. I sound horrible.
Well, do the scripture. What? That's what you told me. Do the scripture.
Okay.
Or sing.
It's Psalm 148. I was reading this yesterday, and it's just amazing. You know, like, it's just like, and I'm fasting, and I normally don't tell people I'm fasting, so today is like my last day of fasting, and it seems like God is just keeping me with his saints, with the fellowship, to keep me occupied, to keep me, you know, because yesterday I was getting a little hungry, you know, but he kept me. He kept me.
Amen.
This is Psalm 148, and it's about praising the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted.
His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Man, that was beautiful.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
I needed that. Brought tears to my eyes. It's 12 o'clock, so I won't sing, but I'm just going to say I enjoyed our little sermonic song on this hour. I'm so glad that we had the opportunity. And I pray that if it comes again where, you know, Kathy's not there or whatever, that we will get a chance to just do rounds of singing songs that make us feel good and that praise the Lord. And Alicia, thank you for ending it with that. It's not ending, but with,
wow.
You know what I'm saying, closing us with that beautiful 148th song. I never heard it read like that. It's so powerful. God bless your heart, your life.
Bless
everybody,
I'm
going to say a quick prayer. Precious and Heavenly Father, it's once more and again a few humble servants and honor. Father, we thank you for waking this morning and starting.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father.
Seen before. God, we thank you for the rain, for cleansing. And this people, Father God, pure in our hearts. Lord, minds and our hearts in you, and we love you for that. We can't do anything without
you.
God, you're so wonderful. You're so merciful. Your unconditional love makes us. Everything that we do, we think it's gonna hurt us, but when we come through it, we see that it only blessed us. So for that, God, we are grateful. Lord, we love you. We thank you. We can't live without you. We can't do anything without you, Lord. And thank you for this opportunity to just give you praise, glory, and honor another time, one more time, Father God.
Hallelujah.
So bless everybody and just bless be in their lives. See their needs, Father God. Supply their needs, whether it's mental, spiritual, healing, and all of us need that healing, whether it's financial or a new home or new legs or new whatever. You do it, Father God, because you are able, and we are grateful because you are able, and you do all things well, Father God. We just, I could go on. And on. But God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another in the precious name of your son, Jesus. Thank you. Everybody have a blessed day. Love you all
you too.
So very much.
You too.
Thank
Amen.
You for
saying
that our radio listeners got something out of that today. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
amen. Maybe whenever the program changes, God's will that he wanted somebody to hear what was said today. Amen? So God
Amen.
Bless you, ladies. Have a wonderful afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And if you're going out on Memorial Day, please be careful. Wear your mask and stay safely 6 feet
Amen.
Distance. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. So on that note, we are going to leave with God is Sustaining Me by the Wiki Tones. God bless you.
Amen.
Love you.
Love you all. God
bless
you.
Too.
Good afternoon.
Amen.
Good
afternoon.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. Let's assemble. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God. Call on this
sustain.
Thank you.